as a commissioner, my main focus over the last couple of years has been on how do we make sure that as much care as possible is delivered as close to people's homes as possible. So we've been setting up these things called community hubs, working around GPs, making sure that services are integrated around those hubs. So that includes district nursing, social care, voluntary sector and so on. So that a lot of the services that people currently have to go to hospital for, they can get in their own town.
They don't have to go to hospital to make those longer journeys.
Now, that inevitably alters the shape of the hospital base you're working with. Now, we know, and we've said this before, that at any given day, of the nearly 1,000 beds there are in East Kent hospitals, about 300 patients are in them who don't need hospital care. They're there because services aren't available elsewhere. So they're the patients we're focusing on to put these local services in place. Of course, if we don't need, if those patients don't need to be in hospital, again, it changes the nature and the shape of the hospital sector. And then the other really big pressure, of course, is where medicine is going as a technology and as how it's organised in subspecialties. Canterbury hasn't had an A&E department since 2004. You know, we've had A&E services centred at the QEQM and the William Harvey for all that time. If you want orthopaedic surgery in Canterbury that requires an inpatient bed, you will have gone to either the William Harvey or the QEQM for many years now. So that's this sort of centralisation of services has been underway for some time. In some respects, we're just taking this to its next logical conclusion, but particularly making sure that emergency services are organised in a coherent way across the whole of East Kent, and the specialties that need to be wrapped around an emergency service are in the right place.
Just a quick summary on what you hope to be able to project to people sitting here today.
We absolutely understand why people are worried about change. What we have to try and do is explain as best we can what the rationale for that change is, recognising that, you know, we're never going to please everybody in what's being proposed. It is now starting to show real traction. So in Canterbury, where we've had the nationally endorsed Encompass Vanguard looking at this local care arrangement, we're now seeing a reduction in urgent admissions to hospital from Canterbury, which is exactly what we want. These are patients, for example, like the frail elderly, who all too often find themselves in an A&E department because they can't get access to local services. By putting those local services in place, by working with those people so that we catch their need for care early, we're now stopping them from going into hospital, and that's absolutely what we want to do.